That Is Heaven by Matthew Mead from The Truest Ground of Joy. Heaven is the habitation of the great God, where he dwells in his infinite glory. Heaven is a freedom from all evil, both of sin and suffering. There is no sin there. Grace weakens sin, but it is glory which abolishes sin. There is no affliction there. Sin and sorrow came in together, and they shall go out together. There the Shunammite's son no more complains of his aching head, nor Mephibosheth of his lame feet. There Job's blotches are perfectly cured, and Lazarus's sores are all dried up. Heaven is the quintessence of all blessedness, the sum of all felicity. Reckon up all comforts and pleasures and satisfactions and delights and happinesses and put them all together, and then separate from them all finiteness and imperfection. That is heaven. All the objects of joy which are scattered among the creatures are everlastingly heaped up in heaven. Whatever it is that you delight in, it will be in heaven. Do you delight in wealth? There are unsearchable riches in heaven. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8. Unending riches. Proverbs 8, verse 18. Unsearchable, and therefore without bottom and without bounds. Unending, and therefore without termination. Do you delight in honor and dignity? In heaven, the glory of the great God himself shall be put upon you. We know when he shall appear that we shall be like him. 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. Such honor have all his saints. Psalm 149, verse 9. Is it pleasure you delight in? In heaven, there are rivers of pleasures. Psalm 36, verse 8. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Psalm 16, verse 11. Do you delight in feasting? In heaven, there is both plenty and variety, fullness without excess, the bread of life, the tree of life, the fountain of life. Do you delight in music? It is not fit that such a feast should be without music. In heaven, the saints and angels are in one concord, singing eternal hallelujahs to him who sits upon the throne and to the Lamb forever. Do you delight in magnificent residences? In heaven is a house not made with hands, whose builder and maker is God. The city was pure gold, as clear as glass. The wall of the city was built on foundation stones inlaid with 12 gems. The 12 gates were made of pearls, each gate from a single pearl. And the main street was pure gold, as clear as glass. Revelation chapter 21, verse 18 to 21. Thus you see that heaven is the sum of all good and the quintessence of all felicity. So rejoice in the Lord and be glad, all who obey him. Shout for joy, all whose hearts are pure. Psalm 32, verse 11.